This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Rob.
And hello, I'm Neil.
Today we're talking about ticket touts. The verb to tout means to sell tickets for an event, such as a sports match or concert, for more money than their real price or face value. And the people who do it are called touts. Now, be honest, Neil, have you ever bought a ticket from a tout?
No, if I don't get a ticket from an official source, I tend to just miss the event.
Fair enough. Well, I've never been that desperate to see a show that I've needed to buy a ticket from a tout. But I guess if a must-see match or concert was a sellout and there were no tickets, then I might be tempted.
It's a dodgy or dishonest and unreliable business, and it's a big problem, which we'll be discussing soon. But first, have you got a dodgy question for me, Rob?
Nothing dodgy here, Neil. Just a good, honest question about ticket sales. Now, we know tickets to see a pop singer or a band can sell out very quickly. But according to the Guinness World Records, which singer sold the most ever tickets in one day for his 2006 world tour? Was it A, Robbie Williams, B, Bob Dylan, or C, Justin Timberlake?
Well, I'm going to go for Justin Timberlake, C.
OK, we'll find out if you're right later on. Let's talk more now about ticket touts. These are people who sell tickets dishonestly. Tickets can be bought honestly or legitimately through an official agent, sometimes on a website.
That's right, but sometimes agents add on commission, an extra charge for processing the tickets. Plus, there's sometimes a fee for credit card transactions. I find that really annoying.
Yeah, me too. And of course, the best place to pick up a ticket is usually from the box office at the venue, the place where the event is happening. Then you get to pay the genuine price.
And even then, ticket prices can be really high. Some people pay hundreds of pounds for the best tickets, possibly for front row seats.
Ah, but not me, Neil. Being a cheapskate, I go for the cheapest seats, usually up in the gods. I mean, the seats high up at the back. That's where you get a bargain, even if you get a restricted view and you can't see that well.
Well, when even these seats have sold out, some people give in to the temptation of the ticket touts. These are the guys who stand outside the venue just before the event starts, or they operate online. But the tickets they sell are not always the bargain you think they are.
No, sometimes they charge inflated prices or high prices for the basic ticket for the sort of seats that I sit in. And sometimes they sell a fake ticket, so not a real one, for a seat that's already booked. So it leaves you out of pocket. You lose your money.
It's a big problem in London and other cities around the world. It's especially a concern for theatres that are subsidised or receive money from the state.
Yes, such as London's Royal Opera House. Let's hear from its chief executive, Alex Beard. What is the solution to the problem and what advice does he give for avoiding the touts?
People have been wrestling with this issue now for decades. And no one's come up with the perfect silver bullet, as it were, to take the touts out of business. There are, however, authorised agencies that sell tickets, and they are listed on websites. And I would recommend anyone who wants to get a last-minute ticket to look at those, because they are reputable, they will charge a fair price, and won't be effectively mis-selling tickets.
Some interesting words. He says there is not a perfect silver bullet for stopping the touts. A silver bullet means one simple answer to completely solve the problem. So what does he suggest?
He says use authorised agencies, so companies that have been checked and approved by the venues. These are reputable, so people have a good opinion of them and they can be trusted.
Yes, and they will charge a fair price too. You won't be, as we sometimes say, ripped off.
In many cases, reselling tickets and making a profit is not allowed. And if someone is found doing it, the tickets they're selling become void or not valid. So the buyer can't actually use the tickets they've paid for.
A BBC investigation found one website was offering two tickets to see the play Coriolanus at a London theatre for £2,015. The face value was originally £20 to £35 each.
Well, luckily for me, I couldn't afford that kind of price, so I would wait for a genuine, cheaper ticket to become available.
Or, if that doesn't happen, choose another play to see. There's plenty of choice in London's West End.
Good. Good advice there, Rob. Although it's harder to get tickets for a band or singer who's performing in your city for one night only.
A bit like buying a ticket for one singer who holds the record for selling the most ever tickets in one day. But who was it?
I said C, Justin Timberlake.
He is very popular, isn't he? But not as popular as Robbie Williams was. He sold 1.6 million tickets in 24 hours. Did you buy one of them, Neil?
No, I didn't.
Before we go, Neil, could you remind us of some of the vocabulary that we've heard today?
Yes, we heard ticket touts, face value, dodgy, legitimately, agent, commission, transactions, venue, cheapskate, inflated prices, fake, out of pocket, silver bullet, reputable, void.
Thanks. Well, that brings us to the end of today's 6 Minute English. We hope you've enjoyed today's programme. Please join us again soon. Bye-bye.
See ya.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.